Hi, everybody. Well, today's Saturday, and that means that it's Saturday Night Live on the Light Ship. And the date today, in case you're wondering where you are, at least on Earth anyway, it's June 28th, 2014. So we're in the now timeline. So if you're not in the now timeline, put your finger in front of your face, and you want to get back here. You may be listening to this on some other timeline. So do the index finger and move it over so that it's perfectly in front of you, like dead on, as you look at your finger. That should help you out somewhat in case you're not completely here. So what we'll do is a clearing to help people, maybe a physical clearing. And here we go. So if you have a physical condition going on of some sort, maybe you got bitten by a bug or something worse. Anyway, we'll do a clearing. So here we go. So one, releasing that energy out of that clearing, out of that bite. One, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. And one, two, three, four, and five. I'll bring the light beam up here. And here we go. Going to energize that. So it's on the website or on BBS. So just bring the light beam up. Bring the male energies in. Here they come. So one, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. Okay, everybody, we'll see if our co-host is on out there somewhere. Are you out there, Kathy?
Yes, I'm here, Ron. I'm in the now timeline with you on the planet Earth on BBS Radio Station 2 on June 28th, 2014. And it's great to be here. Welcome, everyone. This is Creation Lightship Healing with Ron Amatron. And we're going to address questions that were sent to clsquestions@yahoo.com during the week that have kind of accumulated, but feel free to send a few more because we can go through them pretty quickly. Some of them are on the same subjects. And so if you'd like, Ron, I can get started with some of these that came in.
Yeah, let's just that'd be great. Yeah, let's see if we can get a lot of them answered tonight. That'd be great.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'll take them in the order they come. Okay. About healing, a listener is wondering about if she's a healer, if she gave healthy advice. She has given some advice that actually worked, but also did healings on that person with the Creation Lightship online healings as well. So she's saying that the person is now healed. She gives you and CLS Healings the credit, but she wants to see if she's actually in the healer category. You know, I guess this is relating to the dark side practitioner, mind control healing, and the programs you've been doing with Anne about healers. So what would you say, Ron? She wants some clarification. Is she a healer because she gave healthy advice? And for that matter, are any of us in that putting ourselves at risk? If we give advice.
Well, let's see here. Boy, that could be really sticky. Okay, so in a sense, yes. Okay, let me describe why I'm saying yes. I'll say it's a maybe a 30% yes. So for the 30% is, let's just say that you happen to, maybe you've done a lot of research on the Internet. And let's just say that some company, we'll just pick this out of the sky here, you know, is selling a herbal remedy that's green in color, right, from some type of cactus, we'll say, and it has great results for cancer. So I'm just pulling this out of the air. I'm not saying that this is, you know, real or not, okay? And you happen to find it, and you go, wow, that's really cool. And then you walk into, like, the shopping mall, and you're on your way to go to maybe the, you know, one of the little fast food places there, and you see a table with maybe a dozen people there sitting, and they're talking about cancer. And you happen to hear the word cancer, kind of lit your ears up because you read about this new cure, we'll say, and you start to tell them about that, okay, about what you know, you see him, and maybe it's a friend of yours sitting there, and you go, oh, I just saw this on the internet a week ago, and this stuff works great, and all of a sudden now you told 12 people. So I guess the question would be, what happened? Well, number one is that, are they courting you because you gave them the information, these 12 people will say, okay? Actually, they're looking at you, listening to you, and they're probably writing down what you're telling them. So they could court you. Now, if they have cancer, which they probably would have, if there's 12 people talking about it there, and this is their little support group going on, could you activate your DNA because of that keyword cancer, and they're now kind of injecting the energy to you about that. So at that point, you are now in the 13th member in their cancer group, even though you may not have it. So possibly that could activate in you. It might sound a little weird, but that's kind of what happens. Remember, your DNA gets activated by what you are looking at physically or what you're hearing and also what you got involved with. So I would say, you know, it could get activated in you that way. What to do about that? Well, if you know, I would do a clearing, an energetic cording clearing, to get the people off of you, and then probably do some timeline crashes for cancer, so that you're no longer going to be having your DNA activated on cancer timelines. Okay. I'll kind of nip that in the bud. As far as giving somebody advice about, you know, maybe, you know, the person who's asking the question, maybe they said, oh, you know, I heard about drinking milk. That's great. You could drink milk. And then also you may want to try out, you know, the Creation Lightship website for healings and try this clearing here, and it may help you. So, you know, typically, you know, If you go to the website, you're not connected energetically to anything other than the website. So by having somebody come on there, even absentee, you're not going to have any energy coming to you. So I don't know what else I can say about that. Did I answer the question, Kathy, or did I miss something? I don't feel like I'm 100% on with this one.
Oh, yeah. Well, a couple of things. You did give some solutions, timeline crash, keywords, and the disease possibly in this person's case. She was talking about cancer. And then you mentioned doing the energetic people recording release. And I was also going to ask if clearing keywords that activate DNA energy on the nail barcode removal clearing would also be helpful to coincide with the other two.
Yes, and remember that the person is in your life possibly because you might be having the same situation happening in your life, maybe not this moment, but maybe 5 or 10 years it could start to get activated. Only because the energy is around you and you're resonating with that person, okay, with the energy itself, even though it's still, you know, really, really low in percentage in you. So, and then what's going to happen maybe in 5 years as it starts to raise its head a little bit? You might look at that is that resonating with something, with the person who has something, and possibly you could also have it, but it's not full bloom yet, okay? I don't want to scare anybody, but remember, if you're around something, you will eventually activate your DNA, and it may not, you know, activate this moment, you know, but it might take 20 years. So, you know, just by being around these people, there's a reason for that. Now, if you're your body, you know, we're looking at this mentally, okay? So let's just say you're your body now, and your body goes, you know, I got this, you know, this creeping crud inside of me here, and it's dormant, but I don't want to have it in my DNA, and I'm going to just kind of leak out, you know, couple drops of this here, so it'll go into my auric field so that the person can get the awareness that they need to get rid of it. So naturally, you see somebody now who has the full-blown creeping crud illness, and you sort of have compassion for them. But deep down inside of your body knows that you have it too and is trying to get some help on it. Remember, your body will kill itself to get well. And so very possibly people that you run into could have similar, or you could be resonating with them having the similar illness, but it's not, you know, activated completely. So you want to get rid of that. Hope I made myself clear on that. That's you,
yes,
Ann.
Ron, if also she may be concerned about being, you know, labeled, you know, a healer, you know, that label.
Just do a cord and release for that person. The person will be doing that to you, okay? So what I'm hearing, it sounds pretty safe to me, is that you want to look at the situations there. Now, if you see a bunch of people and you start doing your a practice on them of some sort and some kind of healing modality, you could be labeled that, but if you don't touch the person physically, you're probably much, much better off, okay? But energetically, it could be connected to you, but it's kind of hard for me to answer that until I actually see the situation there. But if you don't touch anybody, like I said, if you're going to do massage work on somebody, if you can figure out a way to not have your hands make contact, maybe wear some maybe latex gloves, maybe. I don't know if that would work or not, but like some type of healing stone you could probably hold in your hand. Metal will not work. It's too hard on the body. So you want to get something like some type of maybe quartz crystal or some kind of rock or something. And that would be good. The reason why metal doesn't work too well, it doesn't have the energy to maybe pull out what you're dealing with. You could try it. But there is copper. Copper works really well. People actually have wristbands, you know, of copper and stuff. So you could probably use copper if you could do something like that. But a lot of people just like using stone. So if you don't touch the person physically with your body, then you probably will not have anything. If you start doing other practices, chanting over them or doing something, symbols, whatever, then you're bringing in other energies outside of yourself. And hopefully I answered that question. So back to you, Kathy.
Yes, and speaking of things to use, how about wood, like, say, you know, wood instruments or wood kind of tools?
Which should work,
tool.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay,
very
yeah,
good.
There's a lot of options other than using our hands nowadays. And so what you actually answered this person's question to say that, no, she is not a healer. She just gave advice and that she can clear that using the energetic people cord relief with the
yes.
person's name
uh-huh.
in it. So that's great, yeah. Well, I think that's kind of a new one for me, too. So I appreciate this question, and I'm sure others do as well, because we all sometimes are in the position to loan some advice or we're asked, and it just comes out of our mouth, you know, just trying to be helpful. And we don't really know what we're doing, so this is very enlightening. So thank you very much, listener. And we'll move on to the next question. Okay, this is regarding spirit, Ron, and it's kind of an SOS because this is a longtime listener, and she's feeling that her spirit is not staying in her body. She's feeling that it's getting to the point where she must be doing healings on the wrong alien group, or they're coming after another part of her that she can't detect, and she can't retrieve her spirit. She's getting even some physical discomforts. So can you please give her some guidance?
Boy, I'm checking that out here. So,
He says, can you see if they blocked my heart?
Well, so look at that here. Well, what I'll do for people is a clearing to release that energy. I don't know if this is on the website or not. It might be, but I don't know. But we're going to do a clearing that's going to release the blockage from your spirit going into your physical body. We'll concentrate now on the heart center. So here we go. And I do think I have it, like a spirit interface or something like that. But here we go. Helping you out, everybody. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And one more time. That's pretty heavy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. And let's make sure that you're all in your body properly, so I'll just momentarily take you out quickly and put you back in properly. So coming out and in. There we go. Cool. And I guess what's next, Kathy?
You know what, Ron? I just quickly, by the way, I felt that. I felt my heart open up. And this is an important topic because when we do the mind-to-heart drop, how are we going to do it if there is some blockage to our heart center? So again, this is like one of the first times I've heard this, but I know, you know, some people are dealing with a lot of heavy stuff, and it just gets to be more than we can handle on the computer too. She says she's done a lot of things: be here in the now, clearing, spirit integration, sample clearings, timeline crashes, and I know this person is very dedicated. And then she says, the spirit does return, and then it's gone again. So, you know, there's probably some reasons for it, but in her life, things going on in our lives that cause this, but she's not used to it leaving so quickly. So I did look up. Go ahead, Ron.
Maybe, I'm sorry, I interrupted. Maybe timeline crashes for your spirit to get it back here. I try that.
Well, how would she phrase that? Timeline crash of my spirit leaving?
Yeah. That'd be fine. Because it sounds like either maybe two scenarios could be happening. One could be is that the body is in so much trauma and so much maybe pain, or you just don't want to be here any longer. So with that, you could be forced out of your body. That's a possibility. Okay, I'm just throwing this out here. Another thing is maybe your spirit's being kind of abducted out of your body, and you're trying to get it back in. And so the timeline crashes could help that. There could be a third scenario, but I don't know what that would be. But I would say do some timeline crashes each time, you know, that occurs. Or just maybe do it for maybe a week. Just get a week session with that and just do it. Get out timelines to where maybe it's being abducted. Remember, your body can be abducted. Your spirit can be abducted. And both together could be abducted. So there's three different types of abductions.
Yes.
Oh, back to you, Kathy.
Yes, this does get very complex. And this person, I know, if they're having a problem, then it is something notable, because this person is very knowledgeable about your healings. And you did mention the timeline crashing, so that's really great advice. Timeline crash, my spirit leaving. And then earlier, Ron, you mentioned another healing you have about spirit interface, and I looked it up because I hadn't heard of it. It's called heart spirit interface body clearing.
Yeah, that's it.
Okay, if anyone wants to look at it, they can just type in spirit in the space bar above the healing login key on creationlightship.com, Ron's website. And anyway, they are generations 1 through 7 and all the way down to higher generations. But and then there's a heart-to-spirit connection healing as well. So it is really a lot of great spirit clearings here, and they're not very expensive. Very much worth checking into if that's something we think we need. Okay, so I hope that helped, and I'm checking this email to make sure I got all her points. Okay, and she wants to know if her family cursed her. Do you see any curses around her?
Yeah, there is energy like that around, yes, uh-huh. It feels, I don't know if I can say a lot. A little bit might be like 10%, so it does feel like it's definitely interfering with your energy system. So I would say yes, that would be a yes question.
Okay. Okay, another clue of where to go for help. Would you recommend curses, hexes, and spells, or could she also timeline crash certain family member cursing her?
Let's see.
Or could she do the dark side practitioner mind control?
Boy, I think
maybe
the
even
curse...
alien attack page.
Boy. All of those could possibly help. Let's see. It almost feels like a mind loop condition for the family members, okay? So maybe they're caught into a mental mind loop and they keep doing this, not realizing that they're doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of what it feels like. I'm sure the person's probably had the spirit barcode released, which is the same one that we're talking about a little bit ago here.
Yes.
Have abductions and stuff, so I'm assuming they probably already had that one.
Okay. So, that's another helpful suggestion that the family does this repeatedly, and it's just a habit. It's a family characteristic, huh?
That's what it looks like. They're mind looping it, you know?
Yeah.
And who knows?
I think a lot of families have this.
Yeah, and who knows who's in the body, you know, of those people. That's going on also.
Mm-hmm. Well, on your Eliminating Alien Attack website healing, you have an option there for alien attacks from relatives.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah.
I would do that one.
Oh, good. Okay, good. I myself have used that a lot. You can add names to it, of course. You know, there's options, but you can also, there's default options, and you can add names to it if a particular person you feel is giving you some really bad vibes like this. So that would be a great thing to try, too, especially if you already have it.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, Ron, I think we covered everything that you could possibly do for now. And so thank you very much, listener, for writing that in. And please let us know if you find some relief. And Ron's always here to help us, you know, with our situations. And Creation Light Chip Healing, online healings are perfect for this kind of stuff. And a lot of listeners might be learning from this, too, and realizing that, you know, this is a very aware people who write in. They know what's going on with themselves. It kind of helps other people become more aware, too. All right, next question, Ron. This is from a listener who wrote to you last week about an alien attack, and the alien had friends. He did a lot of space clearings, as you suggested, and also the alien attack for planet alien life forms. And then now he's had a disturbing dream that he had the timeline crash, and he just wanted you to know that in the dream he was vomiting up these very tiny and round pink things. So he wants to know if he was purging some alien critter. Was that a healing type of a purge for him?
It feels like it would be. Maybe it's some nanotechnology. Maybe it's getting rid of nanotechnologies, and that's what is coming through that way. And I'm just thinking with the spirit one also, possibly maybe your spirit's in your body crooked or even upside down. And until that's corrected, you're unable to, you know, get your spirit energy up. And the spirit might say, you know, I just can't connect to the energetic bodies to help out, so I'm going to leave. That's a possibility, too. I'm trying to think of a way to help people. I don't have a clearing online to do the spirit one. You could maybe get your spirit in your body aligned properly by maybe the finger exercise, okay? We could try that. I know it will work if I indicate this. So maybe put your index finger, be like, you know, to the right side, like next to your ear, we'll say, you know, away from your ear, and slowly move, and you want to command your spirit to be in your body properly. So I know we have the magnetic twisted bodies, and we have the upside down body there too, but I don't think we have that online for the spirit, just the energetic body. So you could possibly just take your finger and command your spirit to move fully forward. So you're looking, and we'll do it right now. So let's just take our finger, and you can see where your spirit is. You may automatically know, but we'll just assume that it's the right side of you, and it's going to now move with your finger. So here we go, and move it so your finger is dead on. So it's kind of like a hand of a clock going backwards here. And it'll stop at 12 o'clock, which is where you'd be looking straight ahead. So here we go. I'm going to move it. You're right on the right side of you. If it's the left side, we'll do that one next. So here we go. I'll just count to 10. So move your fingers slowly. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And just put your fingers so it's directly in front of you. And see if you felt anything. So if your spirit was off to your right side, then that should realign it. Now, it could be on the left side, so now we got to do work on that side. The same thing, put your index finger, like, pointing up, you know, like, you know, foot or so from your ear, and you're going to move it around like a clock hand would be working on a clock. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There. We'll just see if we get any comments. Now, if you're upside down on your body, you might just move your finger like, you know, a half a circle, you know, command it to be in properly. That's the key, because it's not going to change. You do anything if it's not in properly. So you're not going to screw anything up, okay? So you might just command it that way so that it'll be in your body properly. So you can try that out and just see what comments we have from people. Back to you, Kathy.
Okay, so I understand you saying that when we feel like our spirit's not in our body, we can command our spirit and ask it to move fully forward and use our finger to direct it toward the front of our center of our face, correct?
Yeah, so your spirit has to be in your body, first of all. Remember, when you come in as a crash landing, it could be anyway. It could be upside down, twisted, or whatever. So once it's in your body, then you want to do this exercise so that it's in alignment perfectly for you and for it. It needs to be in alignment with you and all of your other energetic bodies. You first want to bring it back. That would be like the Be Here Now clearing. And then from there, you want to make sure that it's facing forward. Most people know if their spirit's not right because they may walk a little crooked. They may have a lot of psychic abilities, we'll say, intuitive reviewing or something, you know, off to one side more than the other. And you may even get a headache, okay, if it's not in right. So just try this exercise and just see what happens. Feel funky someday if you can remember it, to do that. You might even do it every day before you get out of bed and you start doing something. You want to try it, to take the couple of minutes, do the Be Here Now clearing, and then use your finger to get your spirit so it's dead on in front of you. And it'll know where it has to go to because you're commanding it to do so. And so, but normally once it comes in wrong, it stays wrong for a long, long time. It may not ever be right in your body. Once it comes in wrong, it just keeps coming in the same groove, we'll say. It just notches out a groove in you, and that's the way it comes in. So, anyway, back to you, Kathy.
Ron, this listener had the horrible dreams, about the alien critters being purged. You recommended doing the spirit alignment before, in the morning. Do you think that would also help if he did that exercise before bedtime to help him stop the horrible dreams?
Yeah, it could work, yeah. I would try that and just see what happens. Yeah, very possible. So if you don't feel right someday, maybe you feel like you have brain fog or something, and, it's just kind of coming over you, might just see where your spirit is. So we already know how to use our finger, make sure that we're in the now here, not in the past or the future. Now you're just doing it with your spirit to get your spirit in your body properly. So I think that would be, it'll be interesting to see how people comment on this one.
Okay, so
almost
listeners,
everybody's in their body improperly.
Yes, feel free to send your comments to clsquestions@yahoo.com, our usual email. And, okay, so thank you for the explanation there, Ron. That was a big help. And a healing question is, if we do healings on other people, is it possible that their spirit will refuse the healing and attack us back?
No, that should not happen. I haven't heard of that yet anyway. If they had a shapeshifter in them, they may not like a clearing that you're doing. I'm assuming that you're talking about the CLS healing, so...
Yeah,
normally,
I think so.
It shouldn't be anything with that. Although sometimes the body will not accept the healing, okay? So if you... Boy. The body doesn't accept the healing, which can happen because with the CLS healings that we're using your spirit, it always suggests, so it will accept it. There could be a possibility, not too high, but where the body doesn't want to have any more energy put into it. Maybe it was psychic attacked so many times in the past. It's like been there, done that. And when your body starts to see energy coming to it, it goes, no way, Jose. Okay? Or you could, it's you or somebody else, if you're doing a clearing, you could have them just say out loud that I now ask my body to accept this healing energy from my spirit. Okay? Have them say that out loud. The healing will work really, really fast for the body.
Okay. Okay, Ron, great. If you're ready, we can move on to the next comments or questions.
I'm ready.
All right. So a listener from Raleigh, North Carolina, wrote in. She's a longtime listener. She wanted you to know that because she has some details that she reported on very accurately as to paranormal activity in her office. So some of the things that happened, we can all agree, are unusual, is unlocking the door and then having it locked by itself, turning off a light that was left on and then it gets turned back on by itself. She was the only one in the office, I think.
Oh, no.
the computer turning on by itself, rebooted itself, and then she noticed it wasn't even plugged in. The light on her phone was blinking, checked voicemail messages, and found some that had been deleted 6 months to a year ago. Somebody was having fun with her office boy. Turned on her own computer and had received emails that had been deleted 2 years ago.
Wow.
Then the coffee pot was trying to make coffee for her, but it was unplugged. It was turning itself on. So, I like what she writes here. She says, without any thoughts in my head, I started doing healings. First, the space location healing, then timeline crashes, and last, the entity removal. Within an hour, the front door seemed fine, as did the computer and the coffee pot. I still had a problem with the light in the conference room. I had an electrician come in, and there was nothing wrong with the electricity or wiring. I knew I had to work on the electrical wires with various healings in that conference room, and that did seem to work. But the next day, the problem with that light turning on and off started up again, so I worked with the switch. I also did the object clearing on the electrical switch, along with the alien removal healing. Now today, Friday, and at the end of every day of the day, every space in the office seemed clear and peaceful. So she wrote this yesterday. So now everything's fine, it seems. So she says she doesn't want to know what happened. She just knows that she was non-attached. She was objective. She handled it with detachment. She knew just what to do. She went to the healings and was able to eliminate whatever it was causing these problems. Hooray.
Yeah, very, very good. Yeah. Boy.
That's quite a story.
Wow.
I have to also add, she was pretty brave.
I'd say, yeah, I think most people would say, well, I think it's time to go home, you know?
A good excuse to leave the office, for sure.
And I
let the next person deal with it.
It's like it's maybe security guard or somebody that died like that, and they kind of wanted to get attention, you know. That's sort of what I'm sensing.
Oh, somebody who had done who was familiar with the property then.
Yeah, that's like, what it feels like to me.
Mm-hmm. Well, then I guess she really wasn't alone.
Yeah.
Now, even though she knew that, still proceeded to do the clearings.
Yeah,
so
clearing,
I think that takes a very level head there.
To be very centered to do that, that's quite something, you know.
Let's ask ourselves what we would do.
Remember, that's great for self-empowerment to get on there and to do the clearing, to get it out. So that's probably what happened. So it feels like it might be gone even. Maybe the Earrings released it.
Well, that's reassuring,
Ron. Possible. Maybe it saw you do clearings before, if you're listening, at work, and it wanted to get out. Had no way to get out. Okay?
Oh,
it may have said, gee, I'll just make a little ruckus here to see if I can get connected to the energy to get out of here, get put into quarantine, you know, when you're not here. So that's a very possible situation.
I kind of feel that you know, if that would happen to me, I'd say that was very good to know, because for whatever interference I get in my life, I could tell it, okay, look, if you're here bugging me, I'm going to send you to the light. That's all there is to it. Ready to go? Here we go. And I think that's what happened. Maybe that's she got this piece that she was looking for, and so maybe he is gone.
I'd probably use is a space clearing, you know, if you have that, because the space clearing will clear the space, and the energy there probably will be in the space, and it will stay there because it'll be released.
Right. Well, on that space location healing, the online healing, there are several options. One, there's an option for entities. So I think you're referring to that, right?
I think we better go to the light ship.
Okay. She did use that one, by the way. So I just wanted to make that point in case anyone has this problem in the future. Yeah. Okay, Ron. So it's 44 after the hour. And if you'll give the instructions about going to the light ship now and asking for a healing in one place.
Yep, you got it. So, yeah, this is what you want to do. Just ask for one particular healing somewhere on your body somewhere. And Tony works live on this program tonight. If you're listening to an archive, then be feeling the peace energy coming through to you. And bring up your animal, pets, flower, tree, garden, plants if you like. And here we go. So if you want to just interrupt me, Kathy, and say what rooms possibly people may have. If not, I'll just out of the air here. So
okay,
here
I will.
We got a light ship. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And we have people wanting to have beavers, so we'll go to the beaver room. I'll request your healing. So stronger, 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 and stronger. We've had people request dinosaurs, so we'll go to that location. Well, these are light beings that will pose as these particular energies. A life form. So here we go. Dinosaur energy is coming our way. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And we have the bumblebees. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And looks like we have the whales coming. Oh, here they come. Stronger, 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 stronger. Stronger and stronger. And koala bears. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we're going to the crystal geode room. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And the cancer cell release room. So stronger. Energy into you. Stronger. Stronger. Stronger, 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 and stronger. I'll do two more here. We'll go into the room with the deers, the fawns. But here they come. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Go into a final room for, we'll go to pain relief. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, and another room for joint lubrication. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. So come back from the light ship. Animal, pets, flower, tree, garden, plants are coming with us. I'll count to 5 as we come down, and we're here because you're bilocated. So here we go. Giving the light ship. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And Kathy, back to you.
That was very peaceful, Ron. Thank you for taking us to the cancer cell release. That's always good to do after we've been talking about that subject during the program. And also the pain release, I'm sure, is much appreciated. All that physical body work is always much appreciated. And maybe now I should mention that the next physical intensive for the four-hour rejuvenation conference call and the 8-hour intensive on the Creation Light Ship, like we just had now, a sample now, will be held next month starting Saturday, I believe July 12th, and then continuing to the consecutive 3 Sundays of July until the 27th of July. So normally, we'll get an email. If you're on the email list for creationlightship.com, you'll get an email notification to remind you of the intensive and the exact dates and some instructions. So if you haven't signed up for the newsletters, you can do so at creationlightship.com and click on that icon to sign up. And also, you can watch the CLS new chat room here for announcements of the day and just current information like a sign. It's all posted right there, always updated, as well as to check the creationlightship.com website. So either or. Okay, so Ron, some responses came in. First of all, when we did the discussion about the listener who wrote in about her spirit leaving her body and coming back and then leaving again and coming back, and you did a healing release with the heart block, she wrote that she really appreciated that. She felt a great release from her some blockages in her heart. She feels very much in peace again. And she also mentioned that she ran a clearing on the certain relatives. The clearing she ran was alien to light infusion. That may have helped a lot, too. That is a very good one. Okay, next response. This is from, he wants you to know his name, Mike. And he met you when you were here in the Los Angeles area at the expo. And he wants you to know that how much that the emotional and other healings that he has help him, because he is unable to speak or move. And yet the healings have now provided him an outlet that he never had when he got this condition. He has not had an outlet, an appropriate outlet, like the rest of us do. So being that he was immobile, he just sort of was losing so much of his spirit, not being able to speak or, you know, just not able to do anything. And now he has the healings online and so much different. It makes so much difference, he says. He feels much, much better, like sort of like an invisible cage that was on him has been lifted. And he's very, very grateful, and he appreciated the physical healing that you did today on the light ship, because he's been in bed suffering from a bed sore, and it's very hard for him to heal that himself. So, Ron, if you're speaking, I can't hear you, so back over to you.
Yeah, I'm thinking here, yeah. So if anybody has, like, a bed sore or something or an owie, I will put some energy there. So we're going to take away the pain first and also entities at the same time. So here we go, releasing this. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There. So we'll see if that helps out somewhat there. Hopefully it'll help a lot. Back to you, Kathy.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate that healing, too. I could feel some warmth going through my body. All right, so I'm checking out the CLS questions at yahoo.com, and there's a couple of comments here that I don't think we're really going to have time to get to right now, Ron, because it's 52 after the hour and we have to close early. But I do want to offer anyone who wants to call with a quick question. Maybe it's a little too late, I don't know. But there's a quick question here from... It's about, they're asking for a clarification on the eliminating alien attack clearing. There's an option, in time, and another option, out of time, when you do the clearings. And this person wanted to know what the difference is between in time and out of time on that healing.
Yeah, okay, the in time, very good question. The in time is more or less the time that you're living in. Okay, so they're connecting to you on a timeline that's connected to you from them. We'll just kind of keep it very simple. Now, the out-of-time one, they could be transmitting something to you that is out of time. They may have a different way of using time, a different clock system, we'll say, okay? And so that would mean that you may not be able to really find it because we live in time here. It wouldn't be in the now, but it could be a whole different system, what they're using, without any time energy associated with it. So it'd be kind of like a stealth or invisible energy. So, I'll do a quick sample here. What I'll do is a sample for like the planets. We have the stars and planet vortex clearing. So let's just pick at the moon, okay? I'm going to do a clearing to release the moon energy from you right now. And that will be in time because we can see it. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Now we'll do one and kind of take note how you're feeling. Now we're going to do one for moon that would actually be out of time. And I guess I could use the word stealth. So it's connected to alien time, but it's still connecting to you. It's a different system, okay? So here we go, releasing this energy. Wow, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Oh, man. Open up Pandora's box on that one. So you people might want to try when you do a timeline crash. We're assuming that everything's in time. So you may want to do one where it's actually a timeline crash for your issue out of time. If you need to be more visual, what you could think of is a timeline maybe being turned upside down, okay? So when you look at it, nothing is there, but it's all on the bottom side, okay? You may try that. And let's get some comments coming forward here. So back to you, Kathy. I think we can go up to straight up on the hour here. We got about 4 minutes.
Okay, so you're saying timeline crash with a situation and then type in out of time?
Right, uh-huh.
Okay, now, is that for emotions too?
It could be.
So for anything.
Yeah, you might just try it and see how that works. So it would kind of be the way they come in here, you know, with the stealth energy.
Wow.
Maybe even try that if you can enter something in on some of those free clearings. I don't think I have an entry box on the gray sky clearing, but that'd be interesting to do something there that's out of time, you know? I don't know. I'm just... I'd go ahead and do that clearing, yeah. This should work. You could do the clearing and just write it on a piece of paper and face it toward the light beam that it's you want this to be out of time.
Hmm.
It'll actually be in alien time, in a sense, because but we can't see it. There's no seams. Well, I know I stumbled upon something here that...
Oh, dear, that, yeah. This is very heavy, so we could take that piece of paper and just write... out of time and post it even on top of or next to our photo when we do our clearings when we're not there. Would that work well?
Didn't the Stones write a song about being out of time or something?
Oh, I just wanted to know before we run out of time. Because a lot of us already put our photos up, you know, when we leave the computer, like for the gray skies healing that you just mentioned, you know.
Well, add on to it, you want this clearing to be done out of time.
Uh-huh.
What the heck, you know?
Yeah.
In fact, two pitchers, one for in time, one for out of time. Put them side by side. It should run the same.
Yeah, I just never thought about writing notes to the light beams and putting them there on a piece of paper. But
I have had people, when they go up to the light ship, they'll pin what their issue is onto their clothing. That's interesting. They don't want to forget, naturally. Right?
Well, that's really good to know. Maybe we could talk about this some more, another show, another program. Our next program is on Monday, and it's at 4 o'clock Pacific time on Station 1. It's the Healing Highway. Please continue to send your remarks and responses regarding this program today and other questions you may have for the Healing Highway program to clsquestions@yahoo.com. Thank you, everyone, for your participation. And, Ron, thank you so much for the helpful answers and all the healings. And so I guess we'll say goodnight now.
But I'm thinking maybe we could you put in the subject box for the Saturday show next week what we discussed here. That way we may have listeners that only listen on Saturdays. And so we can address all your questions that we handled tonight or we talked about next week on Saturday. You won't miss it because we talk about it on, like, the Monday show or, you know, the Wednesday show or Friday show, and you only listen on Fridays. I mean, on Saturdays, you're not going to be able to hear the answer because you can't get on. So why don't we do that, Kathy?
Okay, yeah, good point. Just we'll reserve those Saturday questions, comments, and remarks from today's show for next Saturday.
Yeah, and what you send in, also put Saturday show on it for, you know, what I'd like to find out about the out-of-time clearing and how the spirit one's working for you to get your spirit and your body properly. Oh, I guess I'll say blessings to all of you, and it's time to close. So thank you. Thank you, Kathy.
Good night, everyone.